Hello, everyone. Good evening. You are about to embark on a musical journey you shan't forget for at least 60 minutes. That's right. You are here listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. On the interwaves for WFMU.org. Your radio-free radio program here. We started off with the sweet, sweet sounds of Jean-Pierre Massiera and Bernard Torelli. Together, bringing you the track Special Night. That's what we got going on right now. You're going to have a special night with me here. This comes from an album, Turn Radio On, from 1977. Jean-Pierre Massiera. Okay, this guy was also in the bands. Check it out. Horrific Child, or Horrible Child, and Visitors. Both very strange, weird French experimental groups. And also, he's got in tow Bernard Torelli. He was in Human Egg. If you know that weird one. And both these cats were together in the band, the Crazy Dogs. So, let that all soak in. And now, let us turn our ears towards Germany with Andy Giambino. One of the least German names I've ever heard. Yet, from his album Lied an der Freude, we're going to hear Der kleine Koch, which I believe is The Little Cake, translated. Screaming in from the year 1981, Andy Giambino. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, hello everyone. I hope you're still there. Hope your brains aren't too melted from those searing sounds. If so, it's time to coagulate. Right there we heard Wonderland Philharmonic bringing us Lone Wolf's theme. That would be coming from the Shogun Assassin soundtrack, 1980. What a film. What a cinematic experience, Shogun Assassin. Just before that, Misha Panfilov and Sean Lee together with their album Space and Tempo. We heard their Turbo Engine. Just before that, Pulse Emitter, a brand new one. So new, it's not even coming out till September 26th. But you heard it here first. A track called Franz. It's like frogs meets ponds. Franz. Tide Pools is the name of the album, brought to you by Hausu Mountain. Again, coming in the end of September. Very soothing. Digital. Clean. And soothing. Not the sounds I remember from the early Pulse Emitter, but these sounds are more than welcome. In front of that, Peter Hunt, Devastating Dilemma. In front right there. Just before that, Elon Maroglu, featuring Freddie Hubbard and his quintet. From Sing Me a Song of Song to Me from 1971 originally. In front of that, the jazz stylings of Freddie Hubbard. Speaking of jazz, just before that, from the album 20 Jazz Funk Hits, Throbbing Gristle, Hot on the Heels of Love, perhaps their danciest of tracks. TG. Before that, from the label QDK, the Electronic Toys compilation from 1996, featuring the best of quirky synthesizer-y library records. We heard David Vorhaus, the DIY Machine. Before that, Alessandronini. We heard from him very recently, but you know what? We heard from him again this week. Good stuff there. Alessandroni. Dark Dreamer. From the soundtrack La Terrificante Notte del Demonio by the label Octave in the year 2014. In front of that, Bo Anders Person from the album Love is Here to Stay, brought to us by Subliminal Sounds the year 2014. Before that, Paul Steenhuisen from 1998, from the compilation Concrete Miniatures. We heard Circumnavigating the Sea of Shit. Ain't That the Truth? Before that, we heard from John Harrison from the Day of the Dead soundtrack, 1985. Sarah Sees Graves. What a perfect zombie movie Day of the Dead is. Bub. So many great characters in this one. With a fitting grim synth soundtrack to match. In front of that, the Fantastic Pikes. You don't hear a lot of people talking about the Fantastic Pikes these days. House of the Rising Sun. That was something. The Synthesizer Sound Machine. That was the name of the album. Wacky yet menacing. The Fantastic Pikes. Current 93 in front of that, from the album Island, we heard Falling, opening track there, with backup support vocalizations by Bjork. I see today that more Current 93 reissues are in the works. Lucifer Over London. Looking forward to that one. Because today it goes for a silly penny. Just before Current 93, we heard from Dubravko Detoni. We heard an excerpt from a track, Phonomorphia 1. Another stellar input to the Philips catalog with the Fantastic Psychedelic Metallic cover series of avant-garde records. Before that, Jorge Antunes. Historia de un Pueblo, Part 4. This comes from Electroshock Electroacoustics, Volume 7. I have one or two of Jorge's other albums in full. They are amazing. If you know this guy, you already knew that, though. If you don't know him, you should check him out. And back at the beginning of that set, way back when, Andy Giorbino from Zigzag Records, 1981, Der Kleine Koch. With that, my friends, we are finito for this week. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Hope the rest of your night is also spectacular. And with this, I leave you. Adieu to you. My name is Andy Ortman. You have been listening to The Eternal Now here on WFMU.org.